Gracias, señor presidente. Finland aligns with the EU statement. First of all, I want to express our deepest condolences to all victims of the recent earthquake in Afghanistan. In the past months, women and girls' rights have been violated and abused in a systematic and institutionalized way in Afghanistan. Women and girls are subjected to brutal violence and discrimination. Their opportunities to take part in Afghan society have been pushed to the ground. There is no sign that the situation would improve soon. On the contrary, it can become worse. This is why today we call the Human Rights Council and the broader international community to stand in solidarity with the women and girls in Afghanistan, condemn the grave human rights violations and abuses in the country, and act decisively to put an end to them. Enough is enough. We wish to draw attention to the reporting of increased suicides by women in Afghanistan due to extremely difficult life situations, especially sexual and gender-based violence. This is a dark choice, either life in fear without hope for better or end it altogether. Nobody should be pushed into ending it all in despair. The Taliban's need to honor international law and respect and protect women's and girls' rights, the Taliban's current policy choices regarding women and girls are a grave misuse of power and a complete disregard of their responsibilities towards the people of Afghanistan. In particular, the Taliban should recognize that sexual and gender-based violence is a grave and increasing problem in Afghanistan, take the issue seriously, and provide adequate support and protection for women and girl victims and survivors. We take note of the gathering of Grand Ulema Council in Kabul and hope it will result in further dialogue inside the country with a broad range of stakeholders. In particular, we hope that such dialogue will become more inclusive and involve women and their organizations. Lastly, we strongly condemn the violent attacks and harassment against human rights defenders, including women human rights defenders. We are humbled that despite the severe risks that they face, they relentlessly work towards a better future for all women and girls in Afghanistan. I thank you.